Good day. Jesse McDougal here with the Powerhouse Method. Just get everyone coming in. Everyone just getting inside, working at the door. We got security now down at the West Vancouver Legion 60. People are... The facts are... These podcasts, these broadcasts I'm doing are having a drastic impact on my community, and it's absolutely amazing. So the listens we have on here, we have a small yet consistent audience here, which is my favorite. The goal is to be great, it's not to be big, okay? So I'll just let everyone get in here before we get started. We got Saeed Mirza, a 5-time amateur MMA champion at 5 different weight classes. I don't know if there's another human on earth that has done that, achieved that accolade. He's working security, letting everyone in. Just let us know right now we are under the presence of Holy Spirit, the highest, most I could feel it right now. Thank you, God, for resurrecting the Jesus Christ energy into me. Getting it going here. These episodes are live in West Vancouver. Legion 60. I'll begin streaming these live too at some point as well. So, okay, let's get going here, guys. One sec. Okay, so today, I'll tell you the subject, okay? The subject of today is must-have characteristics, okay? You want to manifest destiny. You want to activate the blessing of the highest most. I'm talking about harvesting the matrix. God wants you to exploit him. The matrix wants you to exploit it and use it for your advantage, and there's specific ways to do this, these small little teachings. And so if you're listening to this message, it's your lucky day. Now I just want to let you know there's a difference between me, a called man of God. I've been trained by many men. I want to say thank you to all the people who've always believed in me, all the coaches. That champions are built, they're not born. And when you're hearing words from a called man of God such as myself, who's trained by anointed prophet, a called man of God in a living ministry, it's very different, radically different, okay? So again, let's get going here. So these are the must-have characteristics. Now you need to understand, your life is a real life RPG, bro, okay? So if you like first-person shooter games, you know what? Maybe you should try the real life of RPG. Okay. Now, I'm going to drop my Moses staff of wisdom here, okay? From this point forward, it's mandatory that you take notes as I'm talking. You want to be listening to what I'm saying. You want to, on your phone, go on Google Docs and take notes. Okay, this is mandatory at this point. And so if you're not listening to if you're driving and you're listening to some of the way to work, that's a whole other conversation. Okay, but if you're here in person watching me give this sermon, mandatory you take notes. Okay. Now we're going to first start with some admonishment, and then we'll get into the subject matter. Okay, so here we go. Let's pray. Let's pray. My Lord, my God, my Dad, bless this service. Bless this service from the highest most, my Lord. Take charge. Take charge of this service. Thank you for all you've done for all of us. Thank you for everything you do in the world. Thank you for showing me that peace is number one priority in this planet for every single person. Thank you, my Lord, for showing me that every person on this earth should have two servings of the powerhouse meal every day. There's no reason why every person on earth can't have two servings of the powerhouse meal every day. Not interested in excuses. I'm interested in this food being put in people's belly. Okay, now, the kingdom of Christianity and the kingdom of God is really about worship. Worship is singing and dancing, and it's the most hilarious thing. Like when I learned about, when my dad taught me about how to invoke the vengeance of God, you think, whoa, vengeance, well, that's pretty like wrathy, right? Oh, yeah, nuke bombs and kill, kill. No. You know how you invoke God? The wrath of God is through singing and dancing. It drives Satan nuts. He can't resist it. The enemy cannot resist joy. Remember, peace, power, joy is 1,000 times more powerful than sad mind scared. And I'm living proof of this, speaking firsthand experience. My music, when I'm in my singing and dancing, it drives the enemy nuts. Triggers their shadow energy, their dark energy inside them, as I'm emitting and you're emitting joy into the ether, into the world. It's trampling the dark energy, and it triggers people, and they get rebellious. It's hilarious. Okay, so the kingdom of God is a kingdom of worship. Increase singing time to God. Okay, so if you want to rock it, bro, start singing. Worship gives me absolute dominion over the helix. The helix is the sum energy of good energy in your energetic atmosphere, and it goes beyond just you and your personal aura. It's the people you're around, the impact of the law of association. So if you're around people that are focused on manifesting destiny in a Christian context, the power you're going to feel, like the anointing, the Holy Ghost presence in my mind, this is the most powerful feeling I've ever felt. The closest thing I can like even make it resemble to is when I was in my 20s. After one of my fights, my Muay Thai fights, I had to get my appendix removed, and they gave me, I was 3 hours away from my appendix bursting and I could have died. And they gave me a Percocet after when I went home. I took a Percocet, that was on, the Percocet when I went home, I took one and it felt like my brain was on a frying pan. So I just threw the pills out and took the pain cold turkey. But this, I constantly feel now the Holy Spirit is following me everywhere I go now. And I know what it is though, right? I know what it is. So it's nothing to be scared of, but man, it's a lot. It's literally a lot. Thank you, God, for choosing me. Thank you, God, for anointing me. Thank you, God, for directing me. Okay, and so when you're worshiping, it gives you the absolute dominion over the day. When you're worshiping, it gives you dominion over that energy, the helix, right? You are the force. Now, when I'm going to be speaking today about me and staying view, because I don't want to be preaching on to you. I want to be preaching into me. So when I use the word me, I actually mean you. But I want my words to stick to you more. So I'm going to say me, but me means you. Okay, that's my teaching. And so emitting peace, power, joy, this is real worship. And at this level, real boldness of God appears. Okay? And I'm challenging and inspiring every human on earth to be bold and to master meekness and to remove passivity. Remove you people who are passive. You're just allowing space for the enemy to trample and take the space and make scorched earth. No, no, no. We're here to expand God's kingdom. We're here to consecrate space. Remember, we are 1,000 times more powerful than evil. We are what the darkness fears. By singing and dancing, you make the enemy run and you take the space and you win souls by injecting the prayer of salvation into humans. This is it. It's hilarious. So easy. And it's so fun. Sing personal songs to God. This is the grace of worship at work. There are very few worshipers who can do this on earth, and I didn't know that. One of my blessings is I've had the worshiping most of my life without knowing it. I recently learned my mom was in the choir as a child. I wrote my first song when I think I was 8 years old or 13 years old, and it didn't suck. But apparently that's pretty rare, so. But God wants you to sing personal songs to him in a lullaby format. He doesn't want you to like copy other people's songs. He wants you to sing your own songs. Thank you, God, for building this podcast, for me to spread your word. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you, God. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they heard good news and they pass it on. Good news, good news, the gospel is good news. Sing it, good news, the gospel is good news. It's an example. The voice of God will remove you from trouble, trample, damage, and death. God is a protector. I become unstoppable when I hear God. And so I'm literally unstoppable at this point. I'm surrounded by God's people who love me. Holy Spirit is active through me now. I had 3 dreams last night. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't even have a TV. Just go, go, go. And I love it because we're manifesting destiny here. Discern. Now, in life, there's going to be situations where you're going to have to use discernment. You're going to have to ask yourself, is this something I can fix or do I need to ask another level of authority? Okay? When I forgive, I feel liberated. My last podcast last week was on the power of forgiveness, and forgiveness is for you. It's for you. It's not for the other person. It's for you to liberate your soul, and it's so amazing. Now, God can't lead every Christian. He wants to, but there's certain things that God is looking for. And in this kingdom, it's not about the time. I've been coming to this church for 20 years. Right? But what's your spiritual age? It's about truth. Truth is guidance. Increase the purity rate, which is magnetic, and that's why I'm talking about helix now. It's the sum total of the purity of the people you're around, and that becomes magnetic, and that's where the grace of God comes in, mathematical advantages that you can't see. Let go of your own understanding, transfer your life into the hands of God, and you invoke God's grace, man. This is winning the lottery. You hearing these teachings is you winning the lottery. Because in life is a real-life video game, RPG, and I'm giving you codes to the Matrix. There's nothing more fulfilling than how I feel right now. The voice makes you feel special. I'm hearing from the maker of the universe, man. I go around, people just look at me. People smile, all guys, women, everything. It's not a lust. People feel safe. They feel comfortable around me. At church today, there's people coming up to me like this and that. And I'm going to drive this or one lady out to Sunshine Coast a little later. We're going to go to her camp. Her husband died. I've never been to the Sunshine Coast. So I offered her to drive the nice convertible. She's like, oh, I know. I see you had the convertible, right? That's where she's going at. 2 other people are asking me about personal taxes. I'm going to help them out. Help everyone out for my church. Okay, it's all coming. I've been praying to God, send me souls. I expect God to send me thousands of souls a day. He needs it, and I can take it. There isn't a person on this earth that I can't help. There isn't a person on this earth you can't help just by hearing what I'm saying to you. Okay. I'm going to get into some non-negotiables. And this is to be led by God. If you want to be led by God, which every person on this planet wants to be led by God, whether they know it or not, whether they are a murderer, an evil person, a rapist, they want to be led by God. Okay? They want to. They just don't know it because the enemy has their purity rate. If their purity rate is, you know, like over 50%, well, they're literally the enemy because their sin count is over 50% and above. And that's just how the mechanics of human nature works. And this may be the first time you've heard this, and that's okay. That's what my job as a leader is to do, as the shepherd, to spread this news along, to equip yourself, because you don't want to go through the pain that I had to go through. You don't want to die from trample damage. Trample damage results in death. You don't want to do that. Our society is not really equipped for trample damage at this point, and this is where I'm coming out as protector and leader of the millennials. And it's great to see people working together. Florida has just made the death penalty for anyone pedophiling kids. And I'll be talking to Mr. Justin Trudeau and asking him to get this into Canada immediately, as soon as possible. Any rapists, children traffic, any kind of shit, immediate death. And if I could just give the needle to every single person in the world in Canada like this, I would dedicate my life to it. These are the non-negotiables, okay? If you find, like if you're in North Vancouver, West Vancouver, you want to be close to me as much as you can. So whoever you're getting your teachings from, so you want to be close to the Father and do His bidding. I don't want to distance my relationship with my Father. I want to go close with my Father. I'm talking about my spiritual Father and my spiritual family. These characteristics are born out of Scripture. Spiritual mature sons, okay? You want to be a spiritual mature son. That's what I am, okay? There's levels in Christianity. You first started as a babe. You accept the prayer of, like, salvation. That's the first step, man. You just start, right? Like, you're a babe. People are like, I don't accept Jesus Christ. You think just because you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, your whole life's going to change immediately? Like a flip of the switch? No, son. So you start off as a babe, then you become a teenager, then you become an elder, then you become a servant. And if you get the privilege to serve your church by completing acts of service, you're anointed. Then you become a son because you hear him often, which means you're spiritually mature. Guidance of God leads to peace, and the voice tells me what to remove and what to apply from the voice. He leads me in a path of righteousness, okay? God is not going to lead you to a demonic place. Now, he's confusing because sometimes when he shows you things, he's not showing you the exact thing that you think is going to manifest on a linear fashion. Sometimes he'll show you a pear, but in reality what manifests is an orange. You have to complete the task and you have to go through with faith, deep levels of faith. God wants to speak to me more than I want to speak to him, okay? But he weighs and analyzes my soul. We're data. We're pieces of data, okay? And God analyzes our data. God speaks to holy spiritual people with a low sin count, okay? Low sin count. Good news is correlated to the characteristics of a soul, not time. This isn't time. It's your soul. Holy Ghost calls me from spiritual university. Okay, so you're in spiritual adversity right now. I'm giving you a PhD in spirituality right now from the highest most. Go as hard as you possibly can with Christianity. And this is the holy fire, and you're going to gallop. When you do get to gallop with the Holy Spirit, man, it's amazing. It's so fun. And I just, you know, I didn't know it was Holy Spirit when I get into my gallop times. It just, intuition. So atheists call it intuition. It's called Holy Spirit. Now, the things that I pray for today and the acts I do today are the things that come later in life. If you don't pray, if you don't complete acts, your heart's desires are not going to manifest. I am the greatest fasting soul alive. Okay, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I love fasting. I love it. Love fasting. I'm a fasting machine. Absolute legend. You can be a Christian for 50 years and never hear God, or you could have training from someone like me and hear him 24/7 in 6 months. Okay, now we're going to get into the content of today's service, which is the must-have characteristics. You must have these. These are non-negotiable. Absolutely non-negotiable. You need to write these down. Number one, prayer life. You must have a prayer life. And I'll be honest, guys, I was scared to pray for a long time because I didn't understand the mechanics of God. I didn't know what spiritual warfare was. I didn't know God shows me a pear but manifests an apple. I didn't know. I just didn't know. But now I do. And so, say he shows you a vision, he tells you to do something, you go do it, and you think you're going to be rewarded. That's where he's testing your selfishness. You got to let go of what you think the reward is. You just got to do what God tells you to do. Now, your prayer life. You got to grow in your prayer life, okay? You got to grow. If you don't know how to pray, just start reading scripture out loud, though. Out loud. I am commanded to push myself onto God. Okay? You got to push myself onto Him. Grow week by week. If I can pray an hour a day, I am a prayer or a powerful person. I'm a prayerful person. And this gives you access to the highest, most energy. So if you can pray an hour a day, you are now tapped into the highest, most of source energy from the matrix. Okay? Very important what I just told you. Acts 12:5 means grow in your prayer life. God speaks to prayerful people, period. Period. God will speak to you. You won't hear him. You won't understand him if you don't pray. And I'm fairly new to praying the last year. Okay? Fairly new to pray. I used to be scared to pray. But I was in the foxhole years ago. I tested him. Tested Jesus 6 times. I prayed to him just to see, just to test it out as a psychoanalyst, as a heuristic basis scientist. And guess what? All 6 prayers were answered. Then I stopped because I didn't. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord. God's not a genie. I didn't want to take advantage of him. I prefer being a man of God. I have no interest in being a pastor, but it looks like it's going to go that way. I like doing acts of God because I like manifesting. But now I'm learning I can reach every human on earth right now. Every human on earth. I have a life, okay, and then I have a spiritual life. It means to grow 1 hour a day is a spiritual benchmark. This is a spiritual goal. Focus, getting 1 hour prayers a day. Now, what I started to do was years ago in the foxhole, I started around a pro fight. Okay, I knew my prayer life wasn't good, but I'm a pro MMA fighter, so why don't I just do three 5-minute rounds. That's a pro fight, boom. And if you're not a pro prayer, be an amateur prayer. So what's an amateur prayer look like? What's an amateur Muay Thai fight? Anywhere from 3 to 2-minute rounds or 3 3-minute rounds. Okay, so start off, pray 1 minute, take a 5-minute break. Pray 1 minute, take a 5-minute break. Pray 1 minute, take a 5-minute break. But when you're praying that 1 minute, go hard. Push yourself on to God. That's what he wants. Okay? Once you got that down, then go boom, 2 minutes on prayer onto God. 5-minute break. 2-minute prayer onto God. 5-minute break. 2-minute prayer onto God. 5 minute, and then just stop. Then you go up to 3. Then you go up to 5. And then once you want to be champion, 5 5-minute rounds. Once you do 5 5-minute rounds, bro, you're on your way. But set the goal for being able to pray for an hour a day to get access from the highest most. That's your spiritual goal. It's a benchmark. And I'm not there yet. I'm striving to get there. But it's so easy to hit the 60-minute prayer based on wisdom. There are so many platforms to reach 1 hour straight. I can segment my prayers in intervals like I just did for you. Like think Tabata training, right? Set the goal of 1 hour. Goal setting is a demand for excellence. Remember, we're here to manifest destiny. Goals with God. If I don't set goals, I will not achieve them. Grow rapidly with weekly goals. That's the thing. Rapid, rapid, rapid growth. Daniel 6:8. Go on his knees and loses three times a day. Discuss the beginning of prayer up to 5 minutes times three. Professional MMA fight. Professional championship MMA fight. Build your prayer and fasting prayer. Yeah, so if you can fast and pray. So fasting, you just eat the powerhouse meal twice a day and you pray an hour a day. You're literally unstoppable. You're unstoppable. Unstoppable. Prayer ability puts a Holy Ghost on my back. Holy Ghost is here right now. Right now, I can feel it. And it's with me most of the time. For me nowadays, if I don't have it, that's awkward for me. And I haven't even been able to tell too many people at my church yet, but people are seeing it. What's happening to me right now is I'm having the, and we're talking energy. You've seen the resurrection of Jesus Jesse here. So when Jesus came back to life, that's the energy powerhouse is rocking right now. And that's what's true. And this isn't me. This is from objective third people. When I come around, they are so happy. My friend Perry, he's going through a grieving phase. And he sees me on Thursday. He's like, wow, dude, I can see you glowing up. And his face is so happy. He's just looking at me. He's just smiling and happy. Right? It's, praise God. Money can't buy that. That's why I'm rich. I have the joy of God. I've always said I'm rich because I have things money can't buy, and I'm materially rich as well. Okay? Now, when you're around people with this type of energy, it builds momentum for your community, bro. Some people, I'm not really into that church stuff. Well, you don't know Maslow's hierarchy of needs, okay? Once you have your shelter, food, and water, your next step is community. It's not to go find your life partner. It's your community. Your community is going to protect you, serve you, and the energy you're surrounded in builds momentum for the mission. Okay, so that's the end for prayer life. So you got to have a prayer life. Number two, you got to be humble. You got to have a meek heart. And meek is not passive. If you're passive, you're not meek. Okay? Days of passivity are over. Over. Stand in the gap. So part of being meek is being bold, and bold is taking action in the face of fear, and that's a form of courage, okay? So I'm commanding you and encouraging you and inspiring you to be bold. Don't let the enemy trample you. Call people out on their trample damage. They're just not aware of it. And I'm just learning this stuff as I go too. The meek, God guides the meek and judgment and teaches his way. Peace comes from guidance. That's the thing. Peace, power, joy. Peace is valuable, guys. Make money, make money, make money. Well, do you have peace? Right, bro? Do you have peace in your mind? Yes or no? It's a binary thing. And if you're not sure, well, that means you do have peace. You're just not sure. You have peace of 5 and above. You're just, what's your scale on 1 to 10, right? If you're not sure, well, the opposite of peace is anger. No, peace, power, joy, sad, mad, scared, sad, mad. Mad. Mad is the opposite of peace, okay? Are you mad? Are you a mad person? Yes or no? Most people know, but we have some level of madness in us. We all do. It's a feeling. It's okay to have that, but you don't want it. You want to be a 10 at peace. Okay? And that's when you have peace, that's where God will guide you. And because the spirit of boldness dominates, guys. It dominates. You want to dominate your life. You want to dominate your space. You want to dominate your mind. You want to dominate your aura. You want to dominate your magnetic grid. the spirit of pride doesn't let you know you're prideful. That's the thing with pride. It's trickery. It's like, look at me. I signed the lease. Right? Pride tricks you. That's the spirit of pride. It tricks you. It doesn't allow you to know you're prideful. Like, if you knew you were prideful, if I know where I'm proud in certain areas and why it's bad for me. But that's the spirit of pride. It just,
it wants to, oh, yeah, I'm so great. I'm so grand and this and that.
Okay? But don't allow the enemy to undervalue. Don't allow a woman to disrespect you. Don't allow a woman to devalue you, or any person, a man as well. People will do that. Your accolades, your experience is valuable. Don't allow other people to trample your value and your experience. Now, here's a secret of secrets, okay? How you take instruction. How do you take it? Which emotion? There's only six emotions. Three are positive, three are negative. Peace, power, joy, sad, mad, scared. That's it. Keep it simple, bro. God only befriends meek Christians. My goal of this year is to master meekness. If I get one spiritual thing that I want to master, I want to dominate meekness. I want to dominate humble. Being humble is being courageous. Being humble is being bold. Being humble is taking action. Offensive action against the enemy. Just let this enemy slap you around. You let the enemy just slap you around, he's just going to continue to slap you around until you kick him in the dick. Guidance comes from the playful and the meek. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The led becomes the leader of God. The led becomes a leader. Man, you got to be led just like I was. And I'm here to lead you. All I want you to do is grow and develop. All I want you to do is manifest destiny. Who else talks like this? More people. You want everyone to manifest destiny. Moses was the meekest man in the world. I am the meekest man in the world because of my self-defense experience. But make no mistake, I prefer to take things physical, and men like me do. The days of self-defense are on the rise. Citizens arrests are on the rise. I'm going to be challenging and guiding lawyers to start doing citizens arrest, as police are literally unable to protect you. There's not enough of them. And they only pick and choose what they want to do. And then you have these people exploiting and manipulating the system against you. These are some of the mechanics of how the enemy works. So what are we going to do about it? That's what Jesus taught me from the womb. Right? Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to encourage lawyers to start making citizens arrests because they have the power to invoke the law. And I'm going to be an advocate for more police education on the law. Like, lawyers should have to serve 2 years on the streets as a police officer. Times are changing, bro. Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. Okay, transportation of location. The voice of God is serious, and this happened to me last night. There's levels to this. It doesn't happen right away. And I'm new. I'm a babe here. But God will come to you in your dreams and take you and give you a tour all around the world. And I believe that happened last night. So last night I got to see this. I was seeing a pavement, rocks, but it was moving. And so that was like the matrix for me moving. And as I continue to grow and be obedient, God will increase my dreams. And that's what I'm praying for now, is to increase my dreams. And I had 3 dreams last night, and I write them down, and it's great. Praise God. But that's a secret I told you about. So God will take you. One of the gifts, one of the blessings, is he'll take you in the dream realm and show you your destiny. He'll show you things, man. So because God is a God of secrets, who knows secrets of the future, right? He's got your destiny planned. It's already mapped out, but it's there for you to activate. You got to walk the road, bro. God wants to lead a small head, not a big head. He wants you to do it, and I do it, and he will lead me. Anything God tells me to do, I do it immediately. Immediately. This makes him feel like God. And God's like,
oh, yes, I'm God. Yeah, look at him. He's doing what I want. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Boom. And he's, but see, God is going to reward you. God's not going to betray you. God's not going to exploit you. God's not going to take advantage of you. God's not going to lead you to a dark place. But humans will. Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is flexibility. This is spiritual jujitsu, okay? Now, this is rare. Rare, but it's so easy. And this comes under coachability. So if you're an athlete like I am, flexibility is going to be pretty good because you're coachable, okay? But if you haven't done sports to the level that I have, which most people haven't, you might need some flexibility, okay? And that's okay. Now I'm teaching you spiritual jujitsu, yeah? Now here's the thing. I'm going to tell you the secrets on how to do this. You can't cherry pick the voice of God. All that matters is it comes from Him. You can't, I'm going to do this one and then maybe that one. No, dude, don't. That's cherry picking. You don't do that. The flexibility will give me agility in the kingdom. Get into the 1% where I have God. Instructions come from a high priest is instructions from God, from me. Come through the highest most. I'm connected to source energy. Anything God gives me, automatically invoke it with yes, sir, and go do it quick. That's the kingdom. Okay, it's not a time thing. I keep saying this. It's just, what are you going to do? How many acts? You keep listening to God, your spirit, you keep manifesting, doing what it tells you. It's going to lead you to where it needs to go. He's giving energy, he's giving you instructions, but you got to invoke the instructions. Train yourself to listen to instructions coming through a man of God, such as myself. Like, you should be contacting me, Jesse, what I, like, help me. Pastoral instructions are for my benefit. Everything I'm saying to you is for your highest benefit. Who else is talking to you like this in your life? Nobody. Nobody is. But guess what? I am. Why? Because my Father talks to me like this and it works. The voice of God is the living word. By guidance, He leads me into a land of wealth. Obey the voice. Master the voice. I must master the voice. I have one day to do what God tells me to receive the blessing. I must train myself to do it fast. Write it down. Do it that day. Do not cherry pick. Do as you're told. Dead man walking yet alive. That's the thing. I'm going to... One in a million have this ability. That's what I'm saying. And it's pretty easy. Like as an athlete, right? But if you're not conditioned to be coachable this way, it might be some work for you. But this is so rare. And you want to be a black belt in spiritual jiu-jitsu. And I say to myself, I'm dead to myself, yet so alive. More alive than anybody, even though I know I'm a dead man walking. Those are dead are actually free. When I see dead, I see me, Jesse. I'm God's property. My name, Jesse, doesn't matter. The only way it matters is because it's in the Bible and I give birth to King David, who eventually gives birth to Jesus. Okay, that's what's special about Jesse. But me, this body, I'm God's property. I've transferred my life into God's hands. I've literally transferred prayer my life into His hands and my business. I don't have a business. My business is God's business. Emotions destroy your flexibility power, okay? Emotions are helix outside of the truth of everything. What I'm teaching you is the real God. He is telling me what to do because He loves me. Okay, God loves you. Sometimes God will make me do things intentionally just to prove my flexibility and do what He says. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The stranger who do not know me shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear me, strangers submit themselves unto God. These are wise people. Servants obey in things of the masters. The led becomes the leader. God's will is for everyone to hear His voice. This is a spiritual leader, but I must prove my flexibility by doing what He says.
I'm not going to listen to my dad.
What kind of dumb shit is that? You're not going to listen to your dad? Dude, I'm a mouthpiece of his land. Right now, these words coming in my mouth. I'm the mouthpiece of God out to the nations. If I want to be a leader, I cannot be scared to deliver the message. Remember, the stuff I'm telling you and you're talking to other people, remember, you could be the only person in this other person's life that could hear the good word. Okay, I want you to think about that. The impact you can have on other people's life by repeating the words and the teachings that you're learning from me to them, dude. Think about other people now. And this is, you don't want other people to hurt and be in sorrow, bro. I know you don't. Right? You could be the only person that could do this. And it's so interesting how one little word changes and helps and ascends people. But if you're cherry picking what God's telling you to do, you're going to be in stagnation. There's hearing him, and then there's hearing him and proving flexibility, right?
Oh, I can hear God. I can hear God.
Yeah, but hearing God and then proving your flexibility, your ability to redirect. See, for me, I answer the call. I'm Commander Powerhouse. How do you think I feel when you prove flexibility onto me? That's the thing. I'm a commander in business world, business personality. When I'm saying all the stuff and you're not listening to me, man, you heard me. I'm a person. People around me, I'm giving them blessings. I'm a CPA. My charge out rate is $360 an hour. A CPA with tech skills, one of the most powerful men using computers. How do you think it makes me feel when people don't listen to me, what I'm telling them, and I'm telling them out of love? It hurts me. You don't want to hurt your dad. You don't want to hurt Commander McDougal. But you do by not invoking this wisdom I'm pouring down your face. Master flexibility and you will go far. Period. The next one is plantation. Now this is consistency under the championship mindset. Satan enjoys blocking my ability to hear the voice of God. That's the trick of the enemy. They just, like the TV poisons humans' minds, okay? Oh, it's distraction, this and that. It's all distracting you away from the truth. Because the enemy knows when you find out the stuff I'm telling you, dude, it's infinitely, 1,000 times more powerful than any deception. God speaks to planted Christians.
Planted.
When I first went to my new church in North Van, I said, I just want to be here. And he's like, oh, plantation. You know how rare it is someone to go on their first day and they're asking for a plantation prayer from God? Wow. Don't expect God to heal your life in your basement. Don't you understand rank? You must go to him, man. I must go to God. If you want God to heal you, go to him. Okay, a task for you guys is to read Samuel. Read the book of Samuel, okay? Now, plantation is a demand. A Christian that consistently goes to church and the prayer group is the platform to hear God who achieved plantation. Those who are changing are the ones always going to church and prayer group. They're consistently attending. This is the path to become cooked in the Holy Spirit. Like I'm roasted right now in the Holy Spirit, man. Roasted. My brain feels like I'm on Percocets, except this feeling doesn't hurt me. I know this is just like injecting spiritual steroids into my brain. The Holy Ghost is pounding itself into my brain because I'm a sponge. More. I mean, God, just take me. God is looking for humans and vessels to take and do his work with, man. When man yields to God's schedule, God yields to that man's life, and I see the real God. I see the acts, growth, change, fulfillment, all because I yield to his schedule. If I don't have a spiritual home, God isn't interested in me because I'm not interested in him. Not going to church makes me spiritually homeless. Man yields to God. God does not yield to man. Okay? He's God, man. Man pushes himself onto God. Don't come to the gates of heaven. If I don't come to the gates of heaven, I have no access to his voice. You can come to the house of God and not understand him. That's okay. You're there to learn and grow. I'm in the gates of heaven. That's what you do, chanting when you're going to, when you're getting ready. If all you're doing is listening to this podcast, you're literally light years ahead of a lot of people going to church every week, guys. But what you apply is going to be the big difference. But if you're waiting for this podcast every Sunday, wake up. I'm going to the gates of heaven. Just start walking around the mall in your house to tell everyone you're going to the gates of heaven. They don't even know what you're talking about. And boom, this podcast episode release, and bang, you're here right now. This dominion. You're listening to this. You are in the gates of heaven. Fact. Christianity is epic when the voice is unmuted. Welcome to the point of existence. Glory. Hear him frequently. In a lot of situations, I will not have the eyes to see, and he will have to tell me. Simple things grants me my heart's desires. I need to hear him because he will tell me what I do not see. That's what I'm saying. God is your compass, man. He's your compass. And he's like,
see, hey, you want this? You want that? Well, come do this. Come do that. You got to go him. He's pulling you.
He's pulling you, but you got to hunt him down, man. Hunt him. Hunt him. No excuses. I need him to show me the plots and betrayal areas that you need to improve, okay? So you're going to learn stuff. You're going to be, if you get betrayed like I have, and depends, right? If you get betrayed, just, you know, the persecution you go over, you're going to get 10x the blessing if you unlock the blessing, right? The blessings that are coming into my life moving forward are massive. Like, I'm talking Elon Musk level, okay? I've known how to automate profits 10 years ago. So, in order for me to receive these blessings, my heart, my soul, all, everything has to be postured. Okay, and that's what's happening to me these last 3 years. So, if you get to go through this, man, and just to be alive like I am, to have this human experience, to feel this way, this is the real reward, man. I love you guys so much. Every single one of you souls. I want to say this again. So I need to hear him because he will tell me what I do not see. Okay? No excuses. I need him to show me the plots. If he can't show me, he has nothing to confirm. So you're like asking God for stuff and he doesn't show you anything. That means he doesn't have anything to show you. And what that means, it's redirection onto something else. What I learned this morning was when the matters of love, he showed me, let go. Don't worry about love, Jesse. That's not what you need to do right now. I need to focus on results and business, which is great. And then I was kind of sad because I realized this the redirection I thought this morning was, oh, this isn't my person. I thought it was. I was a bit down. But then I get to church and no, that's my person. It's just that God is saying, don't worry about that, Jesse. Worry about putting money in your bank account. Worry about your business objectives right now. Worry about doing this podcast. Worry about touching souls. Worry about converting souls, okay? Gets me jacked on Holy Spirit. I love injecting the prayer of soul and salvation to people, man. If I can't see him, he has nothing to confirm as far as my eyes can see. That means, boom, shift somewhere else. You're like, oh, I don't know what God's not even real. He doesn't do anything. Well, that's because the way you're looking for him, there's nothing there. You're chasing a bunch of zeros. And ones is truth. Ones is revenue in your bank account. Chase the ones, not the zeros. So again, that wraps up most of the content here, but the objective is to get 1 hour a day of prayer. You want to reach that benchmark. If you can reach that benchmark, man, you are powerful. Powerful. Powerful, bro. Now, when you're taking notes, also get a journal, okay? So I like taking my church notes on Google Docs, but I also journal. I have, 11, 12 books now or something. But when you're writing down your journal, write down the time, date, and location of your journal entry, okay? Just write the time, date, and location. And for location, I want to start talking in longitude, latitude. So these teachings are so simple but so powerful. So I want to just cover what we covered here. Wow, that 50 minutes. See, this is a form of praying. The time is 1811, and we are 8 means abundance, 111 means rapid manifestation. Here we are, guys. Here we are. Okay, so make sure you sign up on the Powerhouse Method, level up. Getting closer to high income skills. I'm working on accounting and real estate mostly right now, but I'm starting to collect email addresses on the powerhouse method. So I just want to go over the non-negotiables here so we can wrap this up. The non-negotiables in Christianity, okay? There's four things. These are the cornerstones. When I talk border control, okay, I often talk about border control. Border control, all you got to do is remember these four things. And you can dominate your life. You can dominate Christianity. Prayer life. Be humble. Be flexible. And be planted. Planted. All you abandoned men out there, all you discarded men from this society, the way we're in, you are valuable. Go to church, build your community, commit yourself to God. Let's end this off with a prayer. Oh, we got another page. I got another, some more notes here. Sorry. Oh no, we're done. Last thing I want to say is pastors are investors, okay? So let's end off with a prayer here. And if you're with someone, hold their hand. Holy Spirit can, you get a force multiplier when you hold each other's hands through physical touch. It's a form of love. Holy Spirit can flow through you. That's how I resurrected a hummingbird. My Lord, my God, my Dad, my God, thank you for technology. Thank you for the opportunity to spread this world to across the nations, to all 9 billion people, to our listeners who are here. Thank you for every soul that's heard this message today. Thank you, my Lord. You are so glorious. You are so powerful. Glory, glory, glory. Power, power, power. On the throne of God, may you bless and come into everyone's life through me who's hearing this message now. May you give testimony to all these people. May you give the strength, courage, and honor for all people hearing this message to invoke the wisdom that I've poured onto them through you from the highest most. With the blood of Jesus Christ, with the holy water, I restore peace across the nations, peace across the land, in the name of the highest most. Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ, we love you. Copy Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Lord, my God, my Dad, my Lord, my Commander, my tower, my buckler, my shield, who trains my hands for battle and trains my fingertips for war on the throne of glory. Amen. Okay, it's been a great... I'm going to play you guys a song here before we leave. Okay, what else can we talk about? Yeah, we got a couple minutes here. What's that, Saidi? Yeah. Alright. Just gonna vibe out for a couple minutes here. Let our energy rest. Allow our energy to settle. Allow the words of wisdom to grip into our soul like a seed taking root in the earth. And the root becomes a stem. The stem becomes a trunk. The trunk becomes a tree. The tree gives out branches. Wherever you are in your life and your journey, you are never alone. Time is now. The hands and feet of Jesus are here for you to protect you. Come to the house of God. Find your community. Build your community. I'm going to the gates of heaven. I'm going to the gates of heaven. Repeat after me. I'm going to the gates of heaven. I'll see you in the gates of heaven. I'm going to the gates of heaven. I'm going to the gates of heaven. I'm going to the gates of heaven. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I love you so much. Jesus loves you too, just the way you are.